Happy new month, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject. Indeed, I am super excited for what's happening in your life. I know that y'all are out there winning because you are winners. To be listening to this podcast to make yourself better, you are doing the extra stuff that people are not willing to do. So y'all are extra, and that's just great. You're doing yourself a favor. We are in the love month, so we're going to be talking about love. We are going to be talking about love, but I want to talk about really fear and love. For the Bible says in 1 John 4 and verse 18, it says, "There is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." So we want to look at what the Bible is saying about love and fear, because this is serious, y'all. This is what's causing a lot of relationships to fall apart and not to be able to stand strong and uphold and maintain and, you know, live up to the vows that they, you know, married people would have taken at the altar. People are breaking up, people are walking away simply because of fear. I was reading this book, and still I'm reading it, by Apostle Maldonado. And one of the things that he says in the book is that fear, really the bottom line of fear, or the thing that people fear the most, is death. And that looks different in every aspect. In terms of death, death as in death, dying, and going to a grave. But death to your dreams, death to, you know, your relationship, death in terms of just things going downhill. And so there's a lot of people who are afraid of, you know, death and everything that has to do with death, going downhill, deterioration, just bad things. And as the Bible says in 1 John 4:18, that fear has to do with punishment. Those who fear are afraid of punishment. And a lot of people in relationships today, this looks differently for everyone. So let's examine what that looks like. But first, before we do that, let's define what fear is. So fear comes from a Greek word, phobos, meaning that which provokes a person to escape or to run away. Phobos, meaning what promotes or provokes, rather, a person to escape or to run away. Another Greek word is dalia, which means cowardice or shyness and or shame. What is a biblical meaning of fear? The Bible teaches that fear is an evil spirit that causes horror and fright and makes us not want to take action. The world sees fear as an emotion felt by man, but fear is a spirit that must be dealt with and defeated. But you see, fear manifests in many different ways. And so sometimes you don't even realize that truly it is because of fear why you are in the position that you are in, or you are making the decisions that you are making. It's truly because of fear why you are the way you are. For example, in my personal life, in my marriage, a lot of the times my husband would correct me on something, and the fear of being wrong is one of the things that I've had to deal with as a married woman, the fear of being wrong. And so a lot of the times I would respond out of the fear of being wrong, and I'd retaliate. And that was earlier in our marriage, before the Lord began to reveal to me really what was going on, and that at the seat and at the bottom, the root of all of what I was doing, or however I was reacting, was really because of fear. And that really transformed my life, because having dealt with fear in so many different aspects and areas of my life, I am better for it. I'm a better mom. I'm a better wife. I'm a better pastor. I'm better, because a lot of the times it's the fear of losing people why we walk away. And walking away ultimately results in loss. But you'd rather to walk away because you fear losing them. And that's just a trick of the enemy and really a play on your mind because you fear losing them so much so that you walk away. I mean, it cannot even be explained, to be honest. But think about it. You don't want to lose this person, and the fear of not wanting to lose them, coupled with the fear of not wanting to be hurt, drives you away from the person. You don't want to lose them, but they're going to end up losing you. And so you are so fearful, and it probably makes no sense to you now, but fear ultimately is a destroyer and a destructive weapon. So it is not productive to be fearful of losing a person, because ultimately what's going to happen is the fear of loss is going to cause you to react out of rejection. Rejection is going to push you into isolation. Isolation is going to push you into just breaking it off straight up. And so it ultimately doesn't lead to a healthy place. Ultimately, fear leads to death and punishment. So if that's fear, then what is love? The Bible says that God is love. Webster Dictionary defines love as a strong feeling of constant affection for a person. So the constancy of the affection that you feel for the person is an indication that you love that person. And love is not just in the context of relationship, but also in the context of family, because there are different types of love, or love manifests itself in different ways, including these three that I will list: the agape love, which is unconditional love. There is eros, which is sexual love, and there is philia, which is brotherly love. And some of us would have experienced all of these three in our lives. One, because God loves us, gave his son to die for us, and that's without condition. Two, we probably would have had some type of connection deeper than just, you know, just friendship. And three, we would have had friends in our lives that we care deeply about. So let's examine how fear works. Fear causes you to imagine the worst things that can happen. That's how fear works. It inserts images in your mind of the worst things that can happen. So for example, you're driving, and somebody blows their horn behind you aggressively, and your mind just starts to go all over the place. What if this person runs into the back of my car? What if this is a gunman? What if this is an angry person that's, you know, coming to kill me? All types of thoughts start to flood your mind. And sometimes a lot of people react out of fear, but the manifestation is anger. So they are angry, but truly they are fearful. Deep within them, it's really fear that's causing the anger. And so, yeah, fear is it's at the root of a lot of stuff. You know, I preached a message at my church called Roots to Roots, and we looked at fear and just the different avenues that run into fear and run out of fear. And you would be amazed to see some of the things that you are doing right now or are not doing is because of fear. It is because of fear. Fear of being rejected, fear of losing people, fear of death, fear of being sick, just, you know, fear overall. And it causes you, there's a lot of people though who, funny enough, it works. I mean, because, okay, so fear of gaining weight. Fear of gaining weight. And so people starve themselves because they don't want to gain weight. But with some education, they can transform that fear into something other than fear. They can transform it into true motivation. But there is some things that fear keeps you away from. You know, fear of losing your life so you don't go on roller coasters, fear of just whatever. And there are some simple things that may seem simple, and you know, fear seems as if it's working in your benefit, but the truth is you're not benefiting from fearing. So you fear losing your life so you don't go on a roller coaster. Let's put a different perspective to that. I love my life, so I'm not going on that roller coaster. Because the emotion of fear is not healthy anyway. And so if you choose another emotion and start to focus on you you're focusing on you and not what the roller coaster has the possibility to do, because it is always from the outside in that fear affects us. So fear is, you know, is tagged or provoked or triggered by intimidation. So it has to be something outside of you that causes you to fear. So fear is inside of you, intimidation is outside of you. For example, David and Goliath. Though David wasn't fearful, but that's an example of what intimidation would have looked like to Saul's army, because for 40 days they were running back and forth from this giant Philistine. So here it is that you now have to choose the emotion that is going to cause you to or not to do something. So rather than fear, choose love and make the love about you. I love myself enough not to do this to myself. So I'm not going to stay in a relationship because I'm afraid of rejection. I'm not going to leave because I'm afraid of, you know, loss. Because it could, as I started out saying in the beginning, that it ultimately pushes you away. But you know, there are people who hang on in there and stay in the abuse because they don't want to be rejected. They don't want to be left. And so they stay in the abuse. So I love myself too much to be abused. I love myself too much to stay in this position in my life. And so I'm going to get up and I'm going to make something happen, because I am now projecting the right emotion onto what I am feeling or what I want to do. And when I project the right emotion onto it, then God gets involved. Because if it is out of fear, then it's definitely the devil. But if it is out of love, then it is God. Because God is love. So how does fear work? That's how it works. It causes you to imagine the worst that could happen. How does love work? On the flip side, love causes you to imagine the best that could happen. So if you are imagining that your marriage is over and you can't do this, it's because you don't love that person. You fear them. You fear them. And there is no fear in love. So it cannot be that you love the person, you fear them. And it means that there is a soul wound there. It means that there is something deeply rooted there. There is a factor of intimidation, maybe because the person would have hurt you or something would have happened or you would have experienced hurt from someone else. And now you are in another relationship. The intimidation of being in a relationship is causing you to fear. And so it is not perfect love that you're feeling, and love cannot be anything other than perfect. So if it is not perfect love, it ain't love, it is fear. And the funny thing is, the emotion you feel when you love someone can seemingly be identical to the emotion you feel when you fear someone. You've got to catch us next week for the second part of this great talk. I'm so sorry to do this to y'all, but you've got to catch us next week for the second part of this great talk. We are just taking you right to the edge and leaving you there, making you thirsty, coming back for more. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject.